This is St. Louis Public Radio. Training for a marathon is no easy feat, but it's even harder when you have a physical disability. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon introduces us to one St. Louis runner who refuses to let his disability slow him down.
Nick Silver leans forward in a deep lunge, stretching for his Saturday morning run. Before getting started, he maps out the track with his running partner, Liz Houghton.
Is there something on the track?
Yes.
Okay, what's on the track?
The
hurdles?
Yeah, on like lane three.
Okay.
It looks like.
Silver is 33 years old and almost completely blind. The Lime resident is training for his first half marathon this month, and he relies on guides like Houghton to be his eyes when he runs. Houghton jogs next to Silver and tells him when there are obstacles in the way, like hurdles or other runners.
I struggle with speed.
I struggle with sight, so we're good.
The pair met after Silver posted on social media that he was looking for guides to run with him. This is their first time running together, and Houghton says there's a bit of a learning curve when it comes to guiding a visually impaired athlete. At one point, Silver nearly collides with another runner on the track.
I saw that he had headphones on, and I yelled, like, pretty loud, like, excuse me, you know, like a couple of times. And I guess I thought if he could hear me and move out of the way, that would be easier and quicker than me trying to get Nick to adjust to a different part of the lane.
Over the past decade, guides like Houghton have helped more than 1,500 visually impaired runners compete in marathons worldwide. Silver can still see a little bit, mostly blurry shapes. But when he gets tired, he says the world starts to look like a staticky TV. Running with a partner makes him feel safer.
It's that comfort level knowing that I can get out here, I can run free, and there's a set of eyes that are kind of looking after me, kind of babysitting me.
Silver started losing his eyesight when he was just 4 years old, after he developed juvenile onset cataracts and later a form of glaucoma. He was a student in the Pattonville School District for most of his childhood, and he wasn't allowed to do many sports. When he was 15, he transferred to the Missouri School for the Blind, and that's when he started running.
They were like, come on out, you know, come show us what you can do. And from there on, I was that track star.
Silver kept running after high school, and in 2008, he competed in the Atlanta Paralympic Trials in track and field.
I like the competitive nature of sports. I like seeing people and myself push through the barriers of whether it be physical activity, whatever it is, you know, there's always room for improvement.
But as he's gotten older, his sight has gotten worse. That's why he depends so much on his guide community, people like John Zarbuck. Zarbuck is a U.S. Army veteran who runs his own personal gym in St. Louis, and he's helping Silver strength train.
You're doing good. Last pull with everything you've got. Come on.
The pair also started running together last fall. And Zarbuck says sometimes he's had trouble keeping up.
There were a few times where he would get like 50 feet or 100 feet in front of me, and I'd be like, to your left. and he was just like, it's okay.
For Silver, recruiting guides to run with him isn't just a matter of self-interest. He says people with disabilities are often written off by society, and this is his way of increasing the visibility of his community while doing something he loves.
I tell people all the time, everybody has something wrong with them. Everybody. There's nobody out here that's 100% disability-free.
Silver says that someday he'll be completely blind, but he's not sure when.
I try to maximize what I do have right now, you know, every moment, every second, every chance I get, because plateauing is not fun. You know, you got to go up and forward is the only way I know where to go.
All that training is about to pay off. He's competing in his first half marathon in Houston on Sunday. I'm Shayla Farzon, St. Louis Public Radio.